Blog Talk Radio.
You are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Shepherd's Bible. Your host is Senior Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry, in the Peninsular Sector of California. We have designated a toll-free number for our listening audience, 877-598-8654. We are so glad to come into your workplace, into your homes, into your automobiles, or wherever Blog Talk Radio finds you. We are now into our second week of March the 12th, 2013. And we have now also implemented prayer before the start of our service. And I would like for you that are out there in our listening digital radio audience to bow your heads with me in prayer, if you will. Father God, I thank you for enabling me to unite once again around your spectrum, united with your people, God, in unity and in truth, and standing on your word. God, we know that there is someone out there that needs a word from you on tonight, Father God. There is someone that is yearning for a rhema word from you. And Lord, I'm asking you to hear their humble cry, whomever they might be. Father God, I ask you to anoint these little clay, God, to give a rhema word to a hurting soul that may not know you and the pardon of their sin, God. We're asking you to come in, God, and touch your sons and your daughters, God. Asking you, Lord, to bind up the broken heart and set the captain free. And God, we know that you can wake up and shake up America, God. Father God, I believe that your word is true. I pray for this nation. I pray, God, that the gospel be proclaimed in power so that millions around the world would be saved. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And our sermon for tonight is Preaching the Good News. I would like to speak those of you that are in position, you that are apostles, you that are ministers, you that are deacons, you that are preachers, you that are reverends, you that are deacons, deaconesses, I am pleading to you, don't take back, hallelujah, a back seat to the Trinity. Don't take a back seat to the Trinity, please. Do not be lukewarm. Don't be a traitor. Please don't be a seller. But stand in the assurance of your faith. I want you to eat the word, live the word, walk in the word. For the Bible tells me that for in the beginning was the word, and the Word was God. The Word was with God. I don't want you to sugarcoat the Word. Don't sugarcane it. But teach, preach, and exalt and edify the gospel of Jesus Christ. You that are out there in position, you are held responsible to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. to comfort all that mourn. You are to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste. They shall rise up the former desolation. They shall repair the waste seats, the desolation of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flock. And the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. And ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. And in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double. And for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I the Lord love judgment. I hate robbery. For burnt offering, and I will direct thy work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seeds which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garment of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorned herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her buds, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. For I, God, have set a watchman upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thee corn to be meat for thy enemy, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine for the which thou hast laid. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord. And they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stone. Lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the east of the world. Say ye to the daughters of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemer of the Lord. And thou shalt be called Salt Out, a city not forsaken. You that are saints of God and ministers of the cloth, you are to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are to go out and preach the good news of Jesus Christ. For the word of God tells us that Jesus is the same yesterday that he is today. God never changes. Seasons change. It changed from fall, then winter, then summer, and spring. But God's word never changes. It stays the same. And I tell you, saints of God, we are to preach the word of God in season and out of season. We are to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ for it is the salvation unto God, unto righteousness. We are to go into the highway, into the byway, into the cracks and the crevice of this earth and seek out and search out those which are lost. We're going to have to come outside of the building. Everybody's not in the building. We got folks that sleeping under bridges. We have folks that sleeping under tents. We have folks that don't even have a home. So we're going to have to come out of our comfort zone and preach to this dying world that don't know Christ in the pardon of their sins. We're going to have to tell it before Christ come back to rapture us out. We're going to have to tell the goodness of Jesus why we have breath in our body. We're going to have to tell it if the government don't like it. We're going to have to tell it if the priest don't like it. We're going to have to tell it if the Muslim don't like it. We're going to have to tell it if the unsaved don't like it. We're going to have to tell it if our father don't like it. We're going to have to tell it if our mother don't like it. We're going to have to tell it if our sons and daughters don't like it. We're going to have to tell it if our folks at the workplace don't like it. We're going to have to tell it if the folks that we pass by along the way don't like it. We're going to have to tell it. We're going to have to tell the gospel of Jesus Christ until it reaches to every sector of this universe. God is not going to rest. God is not going to allow us to rest until every willing soul, every able body hears the gospel of Jesus Christ. You say, why is that, Pastor Warren? The reason is that there will not be left an excuse when you come to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. God, there wasn't a church in my neighborhood. Father God, I did not have a car to go to church. Father God, I have an amputated leg. I don't have a way to get to church. But there will be no excuse in that great day, in that hour of judgment. You will not be able to stand before a sovereign God and look him in the eye and tell him, Lord, Lord, there wasn't a way that I could get to know you, because there are literature in the libraries, at the newsstands, in the department stores, at the book stores. There are literature everywhere and anywhere on the internet. There is also books being still mailed out through the postal service. So there will be not one excuse that you will be able to stand before our God and say, Lord, there wasn't a way for the gospel of Jesus Christ to be preached to where I live. I live in a third world country. Well, I come to serve you notice on tonight that God's word reaches the third world, the fourth world, the fifth world, to every part of this universal. God's world reaches anywhere and everywhere. And before God come back after his bridegroom, his word will have went through the uppermost part of this universe. God is not going to leave one stone unturned. His word is going to reach everywhere, to the highest of mountains and the lowest of the valley. God's word shall go forth, because we are God's messengers. I'm not on here because I want to, but I am on here because I have been a sign. I have been signed a commission to tell who Jesus is, to tell what God is about, to tell that Jesus loves you. When mother tell you to leave her house and never return, when daddy says and father says, don't call me again, I'm going to change my number so you can't call me, says the father. Your biological father tells you to don't ever call him again. I come to let you know tonight that you have a heavenly father that will never shun you away. He will never tell you not to call him again. Jesus is just a whisper away. And I have you to know that he has his archangels stationed. They are camped at their designated posts. That whenever you want to talk to the Father, that spiritual man named Jesus, you have a line of communication. You don't have to worry about being put on hold. You don't have to worry about the Father telling you to call me back, son, because I'm taking a nap. For Jesus never sleeps, nor does he slumber. God's line of communication is always open. Jesus is open 24/7. He never closes shop. God is open to each and every individual that calleth upon the name of Christ. And I want you to know, you that are out there in digital listening audience, Jesus loves you. And Jesus died for one reason and one reason alone. And that was to pay the redemption for our sins. So we would have a clean slate. So we could come to Christ and be saints of God and children of God. That's the only reason that we exist on planet Earth right now, is to be workers in God's vineyard. That's the only reason that we're here. God allows us to have access to all the glamour, all the riches that one can claim. But in the end, your soul must make a distinction. Your soul must make a choice. Either you will make heaven your spiritual home, or hell your spiritual destination. The Bible says, choose ye this day who you're going to serve. For you can't serve both God and Satan. You have to make a distinction on who you're going to serve. And God says that he knocks at the door of your heart. God is not going to intrude upon your premises. God is not going to kick the door down. But God waited patiently, knocking at the door of your heart today. And I petition you that are out there and are digital listening audience, after you've tried all the rest, I challenge you to come try the best. The best of both worlds. The best that this world can afford. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. And I know that Jesus will also be the best thing that ever happened to you. Because one thing is for sure, after this life is over, there's another life. A life of eternity with God, or a life of darkness and damnation in the pit of Hades. So you will have to choose which one will you commit to. I want you to know that Jesus loves you out there in our listening audience. Jesus loves you beyond me. And all he's asking you is to give him a try. Because in the end, you will have everlasting life up in heaven with Jesus Christ. And so I just want to let you know tonight that you are not alone. Jesus loves you. You that are motherless, Jesus will be your mother. You that are fatherless, Jesus will be a father. You that are hopeless, Jesus will be your hope. You can find hope in Christ Jesus on tonight. And you can stand, as I first said it on our last program, you can just stand right where you're standing, right where you're sitting, or right where you're kneeling, and hold up both your hands toward heaven and acknowledge to Jesus Christ that you are saved. Ask him to come into your life and to be your Lord and Savior. And immediately you can be called a son or daughter of Jesus Christ. It's an instamatically thing. Once you've acknowledged that you are a son and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are saved right there on the spot. And Jesus is now your Lord and Savior, to live for him every day, day to day. Tell others, witness to others in your day-to-day walk with God about this man that you have been introduced to. And his name is Jesus Christ. And how he just put all your sins in that sea of forgetfulness. He washed all your sins away. And he have forgot about them to never remember them anymore. You can tell your family members. You can tell your co-workers. You can tell your children. Tell your parents that you have met a Savior, a spiritual Savior. His name is Jesus, and that he has saved you from all the sins that you have ever committed. God has forgiven you, and you are now a son or daughter of Jesus Christ. All right. Now getting back to those that are held in position, I am talking to you on tonight. And I want you to take a listen, because this is not I talking, but it's God talking through me. Now we know that in the month of January, the 1st, in the year of 1863, we find out that President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. And on that great day, the African slaves in America were declared officially free. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus declared another Emancipation Proclamation. And his mission was to proclaim another liberty. He had sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and to open up the prison to them that are bound. We read in the law of Isaiah 61 and 1. And also you can read in the law of Luke 4 and 16. Jesus, the great emancipator, came to free us from whatever binds us, confines us, entangles us, or oppresses us. He came to defeat our adversary, to lift the spirit of heaviness, to restore our joy so that we can praise and glorify Him. Today, the presence of His Spirit secures our freedom. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We read in the law of 2 Corinthians 3 and 17, God has chosen every believer by, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, by divine election to be witnesses. He has summoned us to invite others to accept salvation through Jesus Christ. We must preach the gospel of liberation and freedom. The word of God tells us, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In the law of Galatians 5 and 1, God has committed the gospel to our trust, and we must preach the word. We must be instant, in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. In the law of 2 Timothy 4 and 2, like the watchman upon the wall of Jerusalem, we cannot help but speak the things that we have seen and heard, because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings. We read in the law of Isaiah 61 and 1, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank God for our freedom in Jesus Christ. For we have freedom to preach, freedom to teach, freedom to go into all the world. Not part of the world, not some of the world. But we, hallelujah, have been summoned by God to go into all the world and preach God's gospel. Tell it just like He have written it. We are not to add not one jot to God's word, and we are not to take away one iota of God's word, but we are to teach it and to preach it as God has written it in this 66th book, from Genesis to Revelation. We are to preach the good news of Jesus Christ unto this dying world. Hallelujah. Men of the gospel, God has charged you and I to tell of His goodness throughout this universe. And we are to tell the gospel of Jesus Christ until Jesus returns. And I hope and pray that I've said something to inject your heart, to infuse your mind, and to consolate your heart. I hope that I have said something that will give you a change of heart to look to Jesus before leaving planet Earth. And hope you will join me again next week. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. Bye for now.